Midian Chayse Moshe is called Hashem also Lekim LaMoshe Yisrael Hamay. Yisrael heard, he was the Kohen Midian, he was the Chayse Moshe. He heard everything what the Eibishter did to Moshe or Yisrael Hamay. Ki Hoytzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Thought Rashi, famous Rashi, Vayishma Yisrael Ma Shmua Shama Uba. What did Yisrael hear when he came? Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchem Samalek. So there's two problems here. Firstly, what's the question? Mashmu Hashama. It says in the pasuk what he heard. It says, Ayishma Yisrael Kol Asher Asol Likim Amayish Yisrael. He heard everything. So what's the kasha? And also, what's the teretz? The kasha shred and the teretz also shred. Why are you limiting it to Kriya Siamsu V'Melchemes Hamolek? It says Kol Asher Asol. He heard everything. So what's dafka those two? And also with shver is, okay, I can understand Kriya Siamsu. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, but what's Melchemes Hamolek? What is it, and what does it add? If the hearing Kriyas Yamsuf, could there be anything else that, like, he was missing, I'm not sure, should I, shouldn't I? Oh, Melchemes Hamolek, that tipped the scale? It doesn't make any sense. What should Melchemes Hamolek be greater than Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Tzal, next week Thursday is Yotzeit. He says a gavaldik pshat. He says like this. He says avada. The kasha was mashmua shama ubo. That's the diyek. Avada says vayishma. He heard everything. But what was the trigger? What made him pick himself up? Like Rashi says later on, hayoyeshe bechvoidei shel olam. Yisrael was on top of the world. Koyim midyan. He was top. And now he goes, Lotzes El Hanibar Mokum Toyu Vavoyu. What did it? What was the catalyst? What made him make that move? So Mashmu Shama Ubo. There has to be something that triggered that made him come. So Rashi, Kriyas Yamsu. Rashi going with the Mandi Yama that says, Kriyas Yamsu. I can hear that. Kriyas Yamsu, Shamu Amr Yer Gazan. All the waters in the world split. That made Yisrael come. But Yisrael thought to himself, okay, that's talking nice, but do I have to go right now? You know, I'll go tomorrow. I'll go next week. I can stop being from over here. I don't have to go to the Midbar. Maybe in a month from now, 2 years, I'll work things out. Why now? What's the rush? But then when he heard about Melchemes Hamolek, what happened by Melchemes Hamolek? Ohoyo kasha yore Moshe v'gava Yisrael. So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Moshe's hands could make the battle go either way. So what does the Mishnah say? Calls Machahoyu Yisrael, Mishabda Libashem Hashemayim, when they looked up to the Eibishter, when they felt close to the Eibishter, and all that, they daven, they won. But when they didn't, they fall. So Yisrael said, what is the end? Is that possible that a Yid could be didn't? Is it possible that after going through all the nisim that they went through, there could be a moment that ain mishabdam libon lavir shabashamayim? Is that possible? How's it possible? Vayar Yisrael seyod ha'gadayla vayaminu, and all of a sudden, not mishabdam as libam? Well, must be it's possible. Must be you could fall. You could have an inspiration, but it doesn't last. You could lose it. So Yisrael said, Kal v'chomer. If the Yidden were Vayar Yisrael, if the Yidden saw and they fell, is Vayishma? I just heard. I didn't see it. I heard. I'm inspired. But if I don't go now, if I stay here, it's not going to last. So Ma Shmu Hashama Uba, the beginning was Kriyas Yamsuf. That started. He got all inspired. I'm going. I'm in. I'm ready to go. Oh, but the Melchemes Hamolek is what tipped. Those are the Rosh Yeshiva Pshat. So there's a well-known story.
I have another.
Go ahead.
All the things, the
pasuk. The pasuk is telling by Yishma. He heard everything. Avada, he heard everything. But what? That's the deacon. Good. Mashmu Shamu Bo. What made him go? So different man yomrim in the Gemara, a lot of different man yomrim. Rashi picked these two man yomrim for the uba, for coming. So there's a story which Rav Shlomo Shradron says over. He says over a story that there was this Yerushalayim, a couple that went to a hotel one time, able to afford a hotel. They went to a hotel for Shabbos. And after the meal, they're sitting around, and they see this Israeli soldier on the next table, and he's riding on Shabbos. Yerushalmi Yid can't say that. He's riding on Shabbos. So he goes over to the soldier and he says, "Sicha, what's going on?" Riding on Shabbos. So he says, "I want you to tell you something." He says, "I believe in Hashem as much as you do. But let me tell you a story why I'm riding on Shabbos." So he says, "When I was a kid, I was brought up in a home that was non-religion. They don't believe in Shabbos, they didn't believe in anything. The only thing I knew about Judaism was that the Goyish neighbors would call me dirty Jew. That's it. More than that, I didn't know anything else. And that's how I grew up. And I enlisted. I was in the army. And there were some fierce battles. And I noticed that the other soldiers, the Jewish soldiers, the Frum soldiers, they would have a tilum. And whenever it got tough, they would go into their little bunker, and they would take a tilum and they would daven. And I felt so lost. Here the Gentiles don't accept me. They call me the dirty Jew. But with the religious Jews, I also don't fit in so good. I don't even know what to do, what to pray. I have no idea what's going on. So he turns up to Shemayim and he says, "God in heaven, if you really exist, which I know you do, show me a sign. Give me a sign that I can get out of this mess." And as soon as he finished speaking, a bullet came out from the other side and hit him in the finger. And he's still damaged till the day he showed this yid. You see this finger? I can't move it. And I was exempt from the war. And I told Hashem, "Okay, you did your part. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to go to Beis Medrash. I'm going to come full. But let me just have college. I didn't finish college, you understand? I just have 3 months left for college. Not much. 3 months left in the college. You have my word. I'm going to go to Beis Medrash. But I got to finish college." So I finished college. By that time, I lost my job. And that's why I'm writing in Shabbos. So Mashmu Hashama Uba Yisrael understood that. You can be inspired, but if you don't make a move on it, it's going to fall apart.
What happened again? He didn't end up going to college?
No. Go to college.
Push it off.
Yeah, you push it off, Like Apostle says, Mi Yala Bahar Hashem, Mi Yokum. It could be Yala Bahar Hashem, that's one person up at the Yokum. To make it stay, it takes a little work. And the Apostle continues, Ve'esh Neba now. So Yisrael comes, takes the wife of Moshe, Ve'esh Neba now, takes her two sons, Shema Echad, Gershon. Ki Ama Ger Ha'isi Be'eretz Nachriya, I was a ger in a strange land. V'shemo Echad Eliezer, ki Elikei Ovi Be'ezri, V'yatzileini Mecher Apare. So the Mefarshim, Aruch Haim HaKadosh, a lot of Mefarshim, they all ask a very simple question. The order is a little backwards. The first child was named Gershon. Gershon, Ger Ha'isi Be'eretz Nachriya, I'm a ger in the land of Midian. The second child he names after something which happened a while ago, the Yatzileni Mecher of Paroi, when I was about to be executed, the Abishah made a nes that his neck became marble. L'cheri should have named the first child that. That's something that happened. That's the first thing. Chronologically, he should have named the first kid Eliezer after what happened first, and then named Gershon. So the Meshech Chochma, a gavaldig b'shat. If you don't mind, I just want to read you the words of the Meshech Chochma. Zot the Meshech Chochma. Misaper Milus Moshe. The Torah is telling you. Echo Yekoshur Elahavas Amoy. Asher Imki Lohikir Oysam. He didn't know them very well. Kinis Gadol Bebeis Parot. Vahoya Chasan Yisroi Koyen Midjan. Vahamoy Mishukoyen Betit Vechoymer. They're sunk in the mud. Ubechol Zeh. Despite all that, what did he think? Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Shom Amoy, Eretz Mitzrayim, that's where my people are, Eretz Achuzasai. That's where I belong. I might be here now, but I really belong there. Now look at these words. V'tzaroi al zeh hoya gadol. It pained Moshe Rabbeinu so much that the Yidden are there and I'm here. And I just feel not connected. Ad ki loy hirgish b'hatzalasi. He didn't even feel his hatzalah. He couldn't be happy with his hatzalah because his people are over there. How could I be happy? I can't. Loy hirgish. He didn't feel it when he had his first kid. He couldn't feel the hatzalah b'yatzei mecheraparei. He saved his life. I can't feel it when my people are in trouble. Because he didn't feel it. That's the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he called the first kid Gera Yisi, and then went back to something before. But really, that's demanding of every Yid. We all should be like that. Somebody told me, remember there was Rabbi Berg Zatzal, so Rav here, Matzi, so yeah. So Akiva Grossman told me this story. Some of you, maybe you were there at the time. Berg was nifter Yud Ches Sivan. He was never very sick at the end. And Nisan, I don't know if it was Shabbos HaGadol exactly, or that Shabbos before Pesach, Imamish was shvach. He couldn't move, he couldn't talk. He came down to the Beis Medrash. And I think that was the last drosha that he gave in the Beis Medrash. Comes down to, instead of standing up front where the Rav always stood, he couldn't talk. So he stood by the bima, and he stands by the bima with the Mishabur. Simen Tov Chav Tes. Hilchus Pesach. Says like this. Ein Neufen Al Peneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan Uboi Beis Ifen. That's the headline. You don't fall tachnen the whole month of Nisan to Sifan. Sif Aleph. Shoylem Hilchus HaPesach Koyim HaPesach Shleishim Yeh. Hagah. Dr. Ramah. Uminig Lik Nois Chitim. You gotta buy Chitim. Mois Chitim. L'chaltem La'anim L'tzer HaPesach. You gotta do Mois Chitim. Sif Beis. Ein Neufen Al Paneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. So figure out by Berg, I don't understand. The headline is Ein Neufen Al Kol Chodesh Nisan. What do you wait to sit base for? The Sif Aleph should be Ein Neufen Al Kol Chodesh Nisan. Period. And the Ramo, wait a minute, excuse me. After the event, then I'll talk about Moyes Chitim. What are you interjecting here with the Moyes Chitim? That's not the topic at hand. He says such a gavaldik word. So he said, why don't you fall tachin the whole Chodesh Nisan? Why not? Yontif, today was Tu B'Shvat, we didn't say Tachin either. A Yontif is up Menishkei Tachin. The whole Chodesh Nisan is a Yontif. We're so happy, we're not going to say Tachin. Zok de Ramo, you can't be happy if there's Yidden that don't have Chitin for Pesach. Impossible. A Yid can't be happy if there's another Yid that's in trouble. Another Yid needs help, that comes first. Zok de Ramo, before we get take care of the other Yid, and then you'll have a nice Chodesh Nisan. That's Mamish Dizvorth, exactly Dizvorth. You can't be happy with yourself if there's another Yid in trouble. Then we go to Haseres HaDibris. It says, Zochor v'sem Shabbos l'katshay. Right? You have to remember Shabbos. Sheish es yomim ta'avoid v'asisa chom alachtecha. You should work for 6 days and you should do chom alachtecha while you work. V'yay mashvi on the seventh day Shabbos l'Hashem alachtecha. The Shabbos to Hashem l'isasa chom alachtecha. So there's a beautiful word from the Gro. The Gro says very nice word. So up the Gro like this. There's three kashas. Number one, what does the Torah have to tell me? Sheish es yomim ta'avoid. You want to tell me about Shabbos? Tell me about Shabbos. Zoch v'shem Shabbos l'katshoy. The seventh day of Shabbos. You got to tell me Sheish es yomim ta'avoid. I don't want to work. You have to tell me Sheish es yomim ta'avoid. Number two, what's v'asisa kol melachtecha? What's the kol? Sheish es yomim ta'avoid. Finish. Or v'asisa melachtecha. What is it? Kol melachtecha. And then the next pasuk, V'yayim Hashvi, Shabbos LaHashem Malikecha, Loisasa Kol Malacha. What's the again? The Kol Malacha. Loisasa Malacha. What's the Kol Malacha? Zok the Grog Valdik. The pasuk is Merubis. It's Meramis to Asa Gemara in Shabbos Samach Tesama Beis. The Gemara says, Aholich B'Midbar. First is going in a desert. And he doesn't know when the Shabbos. He lost contact. He doesn't remember when the Shabbos. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, no idea. So what does he do? The Gemara comes out of Maskan and Halak. Machlag is in the Gemara, but we paskin. Count 6 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the seventh day is Shabbos. So the Gemara, but what should he do with Malacha? When does he work? What does he not work? The Gemara goes back and forth in the Gemara, and the Gemara comes out of Maskana. Every single day, he could do today chayov, just what he needs to survive. The Kuach Nefesh, he's in a midbar. Every day, k'day chayev. Maybe today is Shabbos. So he does k'day chayev. 6 days, seventh day. So zok the Gemara, so maish nahani mahani. So the 6 days the same as the seventh day. So 6 days you're going to do k'day chayev. Seventh day, also k'day chayev. How do you recognize it's going to be Shabbos? So zok the Gemara, kiddush, you make kiddush and havdalah. Zok the Gemara. You make kiddush, you make havdalah on the seventh day that you counted. Kiddush and Abdullah, the rest of the days is Kedei Chayef. Zok the Gemara, Merum is Yen Gemara in the Pasuk. Zochor is Yema Shabbos Lekatche. Don't forget the Shabbos. Don't put yourself in a situation where you've got to forget the Shabbos. And the Tetzah from that is going to be, the outcome of that is going to be Gevaldik. Sheishes Yomim Tavoid Ve'asisa Kol Melachta. You'll be able to do all your work, not just Kidei Chayav. You'll be able to do all Malacha, because you know when Shabbos is. Kol Malachtecha. The Yom HaShvi, when it comes Shabbos, Hashem Malikecha, Loisase Kol Malacha. You won't even have to do Kidei Chayav, because you know exactly when Shabbos. That's the verse from the Gra. I always thought to myself, it's a nice verse. It's a great verse. It's a great. But, and the Maisa. But Hashem, it doesn't happen. But I read an article this morning. I read an article about this, one of the hostages, this Agam Berger. She writes over there, it's Mamish Tabinishtein. She writes over there that when she was captured and she was thrown down into the tunnels, pitch dark. And no idea, lo yoyim v'lo yilayla. You know if it's day, you don't know if it's night, you don't know nothing. It was cold, it was dreary. So the water dripping down, the air was thick. It was gefil. But I don't know how she had the presence of mind to make a cheshbon. So today is Sunday. But how am I going to know when Monday is? And when Tuesday is? It's pitch dark. I'm not outside. She figured out that these guys, they pray, and they pray every morning. So when I see them pray, it's the next morning. So she would keep a cheshbon. Imagine that. Sunday, okay, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And when it came Shabbos, oh, today's Shabbos. And she pictured in her mind, her mother lighting candles on Shabbos. She pictured the candles. Put the mother lighting it, with the bracha, with the cutting the eyes, with the whole thing. And she just pictured Shabbos. And she had a warm feeling of Shabbos. No tablecloth, no challahs, no table, no silver, no nothing. But she just pictured the warmth of her mother benching lech on Shabbos. These Rishayim, they would serve them rice, and they would ask her, others also, to work for them. Cook for me, like a slave. It came Shabbos, and the guys told her, cook for me. Not cooking. I don't cook. She said, why don't you cook? A Shabbat. So the guy said, you're not religious. You don't keep Shabbat. She had no answer. It's the truth. No answer. But in her heart, she said, from now on, I'm keeping Shabbos. I'm not cooking. I'm not putting on the fire for you. And they try to force it to whatever. Nothing doing. and they left her alone. And she knew from then on, Shabbat is Shabbat. So Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. So the Ark said, Mamish, that's the going. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. If you don't prepare yourself, you'll be in trouble. What do I do now? But she had the foresight to remember that. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, because it's going to come Shabbos. Loisasa kol malacha. I won't have to do any kind of malacha because I remember the Shabbos. The next Aseret HaDibros is what the hardest ones to keep. Kabed HaSavicha Ve'es Imecha. Negeya B'chayev, Negeya La'acha Moise. It's one of those mitzvahs that don't end. Afil La'acha Moise is a Chiyiv D'Raisa. Same Chiyiv as L'Chayrez when they were alive. Kabed HaSavicha Ve'es Imecha. L'man Yarichun Yomecha Alo Adom Asher Hashem Olikecha Noisein Loch. So the Mefarshim Amadayik, the Torah Al HaTorah, the Shari Aram brings it down from the Panach Raza. Also, the Medayik, the word Yarichun is not 100% correct. The Pasuk should have said, Laman Yarichu Yamecha. Your days will be long. What's the man Yarichun? The extra nun. So the Mefarshim explain, Yarichun means they. Kabed HaSavicha V'Simecha, honor your parents, Laman Yarichun. Your parents will be marach. They will be marach yomecha. How? Because they're going to daven for you. Because the tefillah from a tata and a mama, that overrides everything. So honor your parents. Take care of your parents. Be nice to your parents. And you know what you'll gain? You'll gain yarichun. They will be there for you and they will daven for you. I saw a Meritikus story. There's a story. It doesn't say what yeshiva, doesn't say where, but it says a story. That there was this yeshiva in Europe, that there was this boy that came to yeshiva to learn. And this boy was a yosem. And the mother didn't have a father. He was a good boy, he was a master, a chashev. He was learning well. And one day, he got sick. Got sick. The yeshiva, they felt very bad. They called the doctor. The doctor said, he felt a little bit serious. So they were debating, should they tell the mother or not? He's a widow. He lives far away. Should they tell her, not tell her? Should be worried? They decide, let's not tell her yet. I'm not going to tell her. Why should she worry? We'll do our best. They got the best doctors, the best medicine. They took care of the kid. Mamish, they really took care of the kid. And later, the kid was nifter. So now they have to tell the mother. So they go, and they tell the mother. My mother's tzibrocha. So they came to Levaya. After Levaya, she comes over to the Rosh Shiva and says, I have a taina on you. She says, what? We did everything we can. You don't understand. We didn't want to tell you because we don't want to worry you. I have a taina on you. You should have told me. But what? We didn't want to. We did the bed with the doctor, the medicine. We did everything we can. Yeah, but there's one thing you didn't do. You know what you didn't do? You didn't let the mother daven for the kid. And a mother davening for a child is the best medicine. And that you took away from me. And it says in the article that I read, it says that Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Schoenberg would say over this story to people, he would say, you know what? She's 100% correct. Their yeshivas were wrong. 100% right. Yarichun yomecha. The mother or the father's tefillas for a child is yarichun yomecha. Right? Pasuk in the Torah. You don't have to worry. End of the parsha. It says the last pasuk in the parsha, "V'leisale b'mayleis al mizbechi." You shouldn't go up on steps when you go to mizbech. It should be a ramp. It shouldn't be steps. Ashaleisigole ervasecha alav, so that you shouldn't reveal your erva onto the stones. Okay. So Rashi, famous Rashi, so Rashi kal v'chemer. Uma avonim halalu, mother these stones she'ein bem das. They have no feelings. If you embarrass them, you show your erva to them. They don't have it. Omra Torah, the Torah says, Hoyel v'yesh bem tzorech. Since you need them, they serve you. Lo tinig v'minig b'zayim. You can't act like that to stones. Kal v'chomer, chavercha, your friend, shu b'demus yoytzroch. He's created with Tzel Malikim, Umakbet al Bezyayna, and he bothers him when you embarrass him, when you make him feel bad. Alachas Kamavakam. Those are Rashi. So L'chayri, the aside of this Rashi is to be careful of other people's feelings. Don't hurt other people. So I heard a horror once. Why is it mentioned here? Why is it mentioned by the Mizbeach? We know, L'soinu v'shazachiv, you're not allowed to do as the varm, you're not allowed to hurt people's feelings. Why is it coming dafka over here by the Mizbeach? What's the connection? So I heard a beautiful word. It says, the tendency sometimes of people is, they're careful with other people's feelings. They understand that. Can't hurt somebody, can't embarrass somebody. Of course, I understand that. But sometimes we get preoccupied with a mitzvah. We're involved in a mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is. Somebody's getting hurt on the way. Somebody gets a little disturbed. Somebody gets a little knocked over on the way. Yeah, I'm doing a mitzvah, you understand? Right now, I'm doing the mitzvah. He'll wait. So the Torah now. Where you going? You go to Mizbeach. You go to do an avodah. You're serving by the Eibishter. Take it. Watch out for those stones. Be careful. Even when you're being oisik in a mitzvah, how careful you have to be with other people's feelings. There's a famous story, Rabbi Saul Salanta, and a Talmud. He had a Talmud. He was a well-to-do fellow. And he invited Rabbi Saul Salanta to come on Friday night for the meal. So Rabbi Saul Salanta says, okay, but on one condition. What's the condition? No zmiris, no zvateris. You want me to come? That's the deal. No smears, no dvateres. Okay? That's a sacrifice. But okay, for the Rebbe, we'll do it. So Shal Salanta comes. Maybe they sang Shalom Aleichem. I don't know. But went through the meal. First course, second course, third course, fourth course. No smears, no dvateres. Finished. So the Talmud turns to Rebbe. So okay, I did. Asisi kol asher tzivisani. I did whatever you told me, but what's the chat? Why? He says, come with me. So he goes into the kitchen. And this person had an almana that was the cook in the house for him. So Salanta goes over to the almana and says, I hope you don't mind that I rushed you. Was it okay? I rushed through the meal. Maybe it was too hard for you. He said, I wish you would come every week. To the guy, what happened? You don't understand what he says. I'm falling off my feet and work a whole week. He comes over here and I work. And with his mirrors and with the terrors. The meal could take 3 hours. By the time I get home, I'm white. You come, I take care of it in an hour, and I go home and finished. So I was not attend to this. It says, Thomas said, you see, you're very firm. You know, Gavaldik, Zmiris has a place, it's true. Dvatera has a place, that's also true. Of Anana Yenis Cheshman. Asher Lisi Gol, Ervoschi, you can't make somebody else feel bad. Al Mizbichi, you're going to do a mitzvah. You can't make somebody else feel bad.
Who says that for?
This, I saw it. I saw something to that. Shkaf. Yeah, okay.
Shkaf.
You're welcome.
Usually means the son doing for a parent gets a shkaf with him. That's the pashtus, right?